USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The continuing spread of coronavirus in the United States causing panic buying at a lot of supermarkets and other stores. Many shoppers are afraid the stores are going to close soon because of the outbreak. Others are afraid they may end up quarantined, unable to get out to shop. At a Trader Joe's on the Upper West Side of Manhattan yesterday, the crowds were huge.
Once you get into the store, the store is completely at capacity.
Over 1,700 cases of the virus have now been confirmed in the U.S., and over 40 people have died of it. President Trump's blaming the CDC and Obama administration for a slow response to the outbreak, tweeting that the CDC has known about its need for a better testing system for years, but did nothing about it. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
President Trump assuring the government's doing a good job when it comes to testing Americans for coronavirus. However, at a hearing yesterday, Democrats and Republicans were outraged over delays in coronavirus testing. Republican Senator Mitt Romney says testing is not up to snuff. And Republican Senator James Lankford says there's a long way to go before citizens are going to get efficient testing.
People should not say, if you want a test, you go get a test right now. No one's satisfied with where we are right now. We've got a long way to be able to go to be able to get rapid, efficient testing.
The head of U.S. soccer is stepping down. Carlos Cudero handing in his resignation yesterday amid backlash over equal pay. Nearly 30 players on the women's national team filing a lawsuit. In it, they say the federation has said that women should be paid less than men because they're not as skilled. Cudero apologized, saying it's been a privilege to serve as president. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Iraqi military is saying it's gotten revenge for the killing of two U.S. soldiers and a British soldier in a rocket attack on Wednesday by an Iranian-backed militia. The Iraqi military is saying yesterday it struck four locations targeting five weapons storage facilities used by those militants. The Baltimore Orioles say outfielder and first baseman Trey Mancini had a malignant tumor removed from his colon yesterday, a colonoscopy finding it last week. The team says the timetable for his recovery won't be known for a few more days. The 27-year-old Mancini hit .291 with 35 home runs and 97 RBI last season for Baltimore. A new study reports the father's health might play a big role in the health of a newborn baby. Researchers at Stanford University in California studying nearly 800,000 births. They say they found that fathers who were not very healthy when their child was conceived were more likely to have preterm and low birth weight babies who spend time in the neonatal intensive care units. Fathers with high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, cancer, and depression, 19 to 28% more likely to have infants who were preterm and had low birth weights. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.